Hello, my name is Nick Stanton, and I currently have the honor of serving as the pastor of Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is my joy to be your pastor of the day. We, much like most points in history, are living through very interesting times, and because of that, I want to talk about Matthew and what Jesus says about worry in chapter 6. Starting in verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" This advice of Jesus seems to rub many of us the wrong way. If you're anything like me, worry is a pastime that I'm working to make a profession. I worry about all of those things that Jesus said and more, and sometimes I worry about worrying. But verse 27 stops me in my tracks. If we're honest, does worry add a single hour to our life? The answer is no. It does nothing for us. In fact, it hurts us. Lack of sleep, hurting our personal lives, and it can make us physically and emotionally sick. But what do we get in return? Nothing. Not one more second added to our lives. Worry is much like a rocking chair. It gives us something to do and the illusion of control, but it gets us nowhere. But how do we stop worrying? If we continue into verse 28, Jesus says, "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?" The answer for how we stop worrying is to put our trust in God. When we worry about all of these things, we are expressing a lack of trust in God, his goodness, and his love for us. But God does not just ask us to blindly trust him. In our passage, Jesus talks about how God takes care of the birds and even the grass that we tread underfoot. If we are much more valuable than those things, why would we not trust God to take care of us as well and our needs? And he is powerful enough to do it. God does not make empty promises. He does not promise an easy life and all of the riches that we might want in our life, but he promises to take care of us. So then what do we do with this? If we are not supposed to worry, then what do we do? Picking back up in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, it says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So we must choose not to worry, to put aside worry, to get out of that rocking chair and choose to trust God. And this isn't an easy process. This isn't something that you might make a choice one moment and then you'll never worry for the rest of your life. But in those moments of worry and anxiety, it's to choose to put our trust in God. And there is such a thing as anxiety disorders that might need the help of a therapist or a doctor, and that's totally okay to go and seek that help. But for most of us, it starts with making that choice to put our trust in God. And when the worries creep in and seek to steal our peace, that we would remind ourselves of that trust that we have in him. It doesn't mean that we act foolishly either, that we disregard all common sense and wisdom. We are choosing to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and then everything else God says he will take care of and meet our needs. So we are choosing to live righteously and with wisdom and prioritize the kingdom of God over building our own kingdom. Once again, this has been Nick Stanton from Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a blessed and wonderful rest of your day.